All right, we are ready to call this meeting to order. It is the July 28th, 2022 Planning Council meeting. Let's have School Board Member Good, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Miriam, please call the roll.
Thank you. Mr. Brian Brackwelder, Mr. Robert Breslow, Mayor Felicia Bunsen, Commissioner Angelo Castillo, Ms. Denise B. Fernandez.
Here.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Good morning.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Mayor Rex Harden.
Here.
Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland.
Here.
Mayor Josh Levy.
Here via Zoom.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas. Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Present.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
Here.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Here. Consent agenda, any additions, changes? Barb? Anything on the consent agenda that?
No changes to the final agenda, no.
Excellent. Our agenda motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by School Board Member Good, second by Commissioner Castillo. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item R1, Council's report.
And no council report today, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Andy. Item R2, Executive Director's Report. Ms. Blakeboy.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair DiGiorgio. I just want to thank everyone for being here today. I know I send a lot of emails and texts and phone calls, but I appreciate you being here. I felt like today was a really important meeting just with all the affordable housing items that are on the agenda. So thank you all for participating in person or on the phone. I just have a couple of items, and then I will go through each of the six public hearing items, give you a brief overview of those, and let you know who is signed in to speak. All in support of the items, so we'll do that. The first item is just to let you know that I will be polling you for the combined November-December meeting date so that we can finalize that at your September 22nd meeting, and those options will be in the email. It'll be either December 1st or December 8th. Future public participation formats. This is just an alert. I wanted to let you know that the County Commission is exploring eliminating the AT&T teleconference line for public participation. Planning Council members would still be able to participate by telephone if necessary, but I just wanted to let you know that we should have a decision. By the time you come back in September, we'll know how the County Commission is planning on proceeding as far as funding that. I just wanted to alert you to that. That's it for my report. With that, I'm going to, if it's okay with the chair, I'll go through items PH1 through PH6, give you a sentence or two overview, and let you know who signed in support of the items.
Absolutely okay.
Okay, thank you. Items PH1 and PH2 are full recertifications for the City of Margate and the City of Lauderdale Lakes. I'm sorry, the City of Lauderhill. I apologize. Both cities had gotten a provisional recertification during 2021. They needed some updates to be in full compliance and conformity with the Barrett County Land Use Plan. We found that both the City of Margate and the City of Lauderhill have met those requirements and are recommended for approval of their recertifications. There's staff from each city either present in person or on the telephone line in case there's any questions on those recertifications. Items PH3 through PH6. They are not a package, but I want to just talk about each one of them together and individually. So you recall in April, at your April meeting, you initiated an update to policy 2.16.4 because there were some identified issues by local governments in the implementation of the policy. So that's item PH3. Item PH4 is the update to the affordable housing vision at the beginning of the county land use plan. Item PH5 is an update of the bonus density 2.16.3 policy. And item 6 is the update to the community land use designation permitted uses to allow affordable housing that is ancillary to the primary or principal community facilities use. So all of those items I was able to present at the Planning Directors Roundtable last week. So I was able to get it out publicly as that and also through email distribution. And a little bit more detail, item PH3, you may know that Commissioner Geller had put together a working group at the same time that we had done the survey, working group on cities, the City of Fort Lauderdale, City of Miramar, Pompano Beach, Deerfield Beach, Dania Beach, City of Plantation, the Downtown Development Authority, Planning Council staff, county staff, Ralph Stone, we all participated in developing what you see before you in item PH3. Commissioner Geller was unable to attend the meeting today, but he sent a letter of support that was included in your additional agenda material. In addition, as part of the public-private partnership, and kind of, I think, speaking to the success of what we see for the PCT 22-2. We have Ralph Stone on the phone. We have John Millage and Walter Duke here in person on behalf of the Downtown Development Authority and the Thyroid Workshop. So they're here in person if anyone has any questions or wants to hear from them in support of that item. The update of for PH4, that was really, the public participation was really restricted to the working group, PH 4, 5, and 6. We've gotten no opposition to any of these. As we've mentioned in the past, all of these items, 3, 4, 5, and 6, are all incentive-based items, and the cities are not required to fully participate in them. They can be more restrictive. They cannot utilize the policies, but we're trying to put the tools in the toolbox for the cities to be able to use. I think that's a basic overview, unless anyone has any specific questions.
I don't. I just want to just piggyback on one thing you said. I really appreciated this public-private partnership and the work, the intergovernmental work between the different agencies, cities, municipalities. I think it's phenomenal when we all put our heads together, we can come up with some, you know, really great products. And I think we did that with these changes. I just appreciate Senator Geller's office taking lead, your office taking the lead on this and really working with the municipalities to make this happen. And then you get the private sector involved with the DDA and others. I think that's the way government's supposed to work at its highest level. And I just appreciate the way we all came together. And I think the product speaks for itself. I think it's very good. So thank you all. Yes.
Thank you. I was not reading my notes while I was speaking, so I did forget one thing, which is on item PH5. I'm going to ask for a ministerial update. Andy and I had met yesterday on the phone, and he had pointed out that one of the references from percentages needs to be updated to maximum densities. So when you take your action, I would just ask with that update. And then we would note that when it's forwarded to the county commission. It doesn't change the substance of the criteria, but it makes it consistent with the change that we've proposed for the 2.16.3.
Excellent. School member Good.
Seeing that there was no objections, can a motion be made from PH1 through PH6? Or do they need to be voted separately?
They can be done that way if you would just indicate as item PH5 was amended.
Yes.
Is that your motion?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. School Board Member Good made the motion. Second. We have a second from Mayor Hardin. Further discussion on these items? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Well done, everybody. That's because of the great work in the background making this happen. So thank you. School Board Member Good.
Yes, just very quickly on the meeting for the combined meeting dates. I always want to reflect December 1st is fine. December 8th is an MPO meeting, and of which some of the members on Planning Council also serve on MPO, and I'm the vice chair. So I wouldn't be able to attend, but I just wanted to reflect that on the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Any further business before the council today? Hearing none. I'll entertain a motion adjourned. We are adjourned.